This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the restoration report. A constriction is tightening, a deliberate squeezing of the lifeblood of nations. We see it in the choke points, the engineered disruptions to the global food chain, the Strait of Hormuz becoming a pressure valve for orchestrated scarcity. Do not mistake this for simple logistical failure. This is a calculated assault, a tightening grip by those descended from Esau, those the prophets name Edom, seeking to establish a new feudal order. An order where access to sustenance, to life itself, is dictated by allegiance to their dominion. They hoard, they manipulate, they engineer crisis, all to break the spirit of the people and bind them to their authority. Yahuwah warned of this time, of a pouring out of wealth as consequence for wickedness, Isaiah 14:23 echoes through the ages. This manufactured scarcity is a symptom, a sign of the judgment descending upon Edom. But within that judgment, within the very fire of testing, lies the refining of Israel. A call to return to the principles of self-sufficiency, of communal support, of reliance not on the systems of men, but on the provision of the Creator. The prophets foretold a restoration of the land, a re-establishment of agricultural abundance, but it demands a people willing to work the soil, to cultivate the earth in righteousness, and to share the harvest with those in need. Do not be deceived by the narratives offered by those who control the flow of information. This is not about fixing a broken system. It is about transcending it. And as the whirlwind intensifies around Edom's crumbling kingdoms, a stirring begins. The scattered stones are gathering. For generations, we have been flung among the nations like fragments of a shattered vessel, each stone a remnant of Judah and Ephraim, bearing the imprint of Yahuwah's design. The nations, Edom at their head, have sought to grind us into dust, to assimilate us, to erase the memory of our inheritance. They have built their kingdoms upon our diminished labor. But Yahuwah does not forget his people. Amos 9:9 rings true tonight. Behold, I will command, and I will sift the house of Israel among all nations like grain with a sieve, but not a single kernel shall fall to the ground. The sifting has been long, arduous, centuries of exile, of persecution, of wandering, but the promise holds, not a single kernel lost. Now the sifting is concluding, the winds are shifting. This is not a mass exodus orchestrated by Edom's technology, or the whims of their political machinations. This gathering is happening locally, in the hearts of those remembering the covenant, in the forging of communities rooted in truth and righteousness. It's a return to the principles of Hesed, loving kindness, extending a hand to those who have been cast aside, those who have been marginalized by the Edomite system. Consider the signals. The rising awareness of manufactured scarcity, the growing rejection of the dominant narratives, the yearning for genuine connection and communal resilience. These are not isolated incidents. They are the tendrils of restoration, reaching out, seeking to connect, to rebuild. It's a quiet revolution, unfolding not in the halls of power, but in the hearts of the scattered remnant. We are witnessing the chipping away of the clay kingdoms, the exposing of the rot that has festered in Babylon for too long. Obadiah 1:10-14 speaks plainly of violence against the righteous, the fracturing of nations, the return of pestilence. These are not random events. They are the judgments of Yahuwah unfolding before our eyes. And within the tempest, a seed is stirring, a seed of restoration sown in the hearts of those who remember their covenant. But understand this, the path forward will not be easy. Edom will not relinquish its grip willingly. They will intensify their efforts to control, to manipulate, to deceive. They will manufacture more crises, sow more discord, and attempt to silence the voices of truth. The healthcare system crumbles under the weight of its own corruption. The PJM grid teeters on the brink of collapse, and Edom's military weakness becomes increasingly apparent. These are not signs of strength, but of systemic failure. Yet, they will cling to power with desperation. Therefore, stay watchful. Stay ready. Strengthen your communities, cultivate your connection to Yahuwah, and embrace the principles of self-sufficiency and mutual support. The harvest of judgment is upon Edom, and the time of restoration is at hand for Israel. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.